Okay.
You've got yours?
Yep.
I'm going to start mine.
You are CSU music.
Right hand, don't know what the left hand is doing.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Dan, Mick.
There you go.
DJ, you want me to call you back tonight?
Feeling better?
No, I've got my surgery scheduled December 1st.
Right.
Back. Yeah, it's there. The phone is impinging on my...
I'll just text you then.
I had mine done like 53 years.
That's what I'm saying, that's the unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it. But this leg is in weekly, every week.
You're looking good. All right, then I'll do that, I'll let you know.
Just waiting for my surgery.
You haven't had it done yet?
No, December 1st.
New Year's Eve, you have that.
Right, we're good?
So...
You got the things started?
Tomorrow you have your police meeting, right?
Thursday.
Thursday, that's right.
Okay.
Oh, wait, stop, it says memory full.
It's on mine.
Well, we were ready to start, we need a minute now.
I made an agenda for this one.
Oh, here.
What's on this one?
Anyway.
If nothing else, Dave, mine's going.
That one will run.
Yeah, mine's going, okay.
Okay, so you want me to do it again?
No.
Sorry. So it is now 6:30 and time 5:30, my bad. And time to start the Community Reinvestment Agency of Magna meeting. We have present Mick Sudbury, Steve Prokopis, Trish Hall, and myself, Audrey Pierce. Eric is excused for this evening. And then we'll move on down to, so we do have a quorum, move on down to public comment. Any person wishing to comment on any item not otherwise scheduled for public hearing on this evening's agenda should sign up on the public comment form located at the entrance. Persons signing up to speak will be called up in order that they are signed up on the sheet.
There's nobody.
Persons address, there's nobody? Okay. Is there anybody in the room that didn't sign up that is wanting to speak for public comment? Okay, then we will move on down to four. Discussion and action items. Approval of the October 14 meeting minutes.
So move.
Second.
Okay, call for a vote.
Favor, aye.
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 Motion passes. 4B, consideration of resolution R2025-05, designating a survey area for potential community reinvestment project area creation. Dan Torres.
We have to pull the mix.
Hello.
Oh,
there we go. We'll turn it down. Okay. Good evening. We have before this CRA board a consideration of a resolution to designate a survey area for potential community reinvestment project area creation. The city is contemplating a purchase of a property off of Broad Street in consultation with our CRA attorney before the board is the start of a process if you decide to go down this path. The transfer of and dissembling of real property is easier through the CRA board and district. And in order for the CRA to acquire the property, it would be good to get our house in order. And that would be to designate a project area that would encompass the area around the property that is being considered. And then in your packet, our CRA attorney, Adam Long, should have given us a creation process. I'll read that real quickly for the board. The first step is to identify an area with potential for project area development. The agency board adopts the survey resolution identifying the location for potential project area and authorizing work by the agency staff. There's a finalization of the boundaries of the proposed community reinvestment agency district. Staff would prepare a draft CRA plan and CRA budget. We would set a date for a public hearing on the plan and budget. We would mail and post notices of hearing 30 days in advance. We'd hold public hearings on a plan and budget. The agency board would adopt a CRA plan by resolution. The city council would approve the CRA plan by ordinance. The agency board would adopt a CRA budget by resolution. We would then mail, post, and record the required notices of plan and budget. As what is being considered is a simple project area to effectuate the purchase and then eventual, selling or redevelopment of that parcel, there would be no need to capture a tax increment as a traditional CRA district would do. And so if the board wishes to proceed, the first step is to identify the area. And I do have a map and a visual if you want me to bring it up. If not, it is in your packet.
Yeah, I've seen it. Unless anyone else wants to see it.
So do we want to make that decision today to approve the resolution today?
Well,
the next one.
Want to do today, Paul?
We only do this once a month, so I say we do it today.
Yeah, there is a process and a timeline, so it'd be nice to get this going because there's some.
This is the first step, so this is the process.
So I move we approve resolution number 2025-05.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So it moves forward.
Thank you.
You should ask if there's any opposed, even if there's not. Just for the record.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to 4C.
Lens of Magna has presented previously. The request is just to confirm $2,875 from the CRA budget. That would be compensating those individuals identified by the process that they shared with you, awarding them first and second places, third place, something like that. The money would not be made available until the designated winners are identified, which would probably be, I think it's, they talked about starting in December and then awarding sometime April or May. But
yeah,
if you were to approve it to Nate, I would let them know that they need to move forward. I do know I reached out to each council member. One suggestion from one of the one of the trustees of the board was that we should allow this to move forward this year, telling them we want to reevaluate next year.
So where are they going to display these pictures at?
Across the street in Magna Library.
Okay.
And they also become the property of the CRA. So if there's utilization that one can identify by putting it on our webpage or using it in any kind of mailer, I would anticipate, maybe recognizing, because the CRA in the past hasn't been promoted by Magna because it was in Salt Lake County. I would suggest we use the newsletter, our Facebook page to sort of promote the winners.
So once we get a place or whatever, we could probably display them pictures in, right? Okay,
correct.
Okay.
So do we need to motion to approve that?
Yes, please.
I move we approve the funds for the Lens of Magna? Mm-hmm. Lens of Magna.
Do we have to say the amount?
I hope not.
Sponsoring the Lens of Magna would be a sufficient, I think.
Okay, sponsoring the Lens of Magna.
For one year. I'll second that.
With a motion and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion passes as well.
Thank you.
And the county's
For D, discussion regarding recent updates.
I was contacted just today by members of the within our numerous districts, there are now entities that are becoming interested in what they're going to be paid as a result of this tax season coming to a conclusion. I'll work with Daniel. We have to pay for those individuals. They get their collection of tax money that comes in, and then pursuant to the agreement that they entered into, they get that money back that's come out of their project. So I didn't realize that one of those entities is going to probably be asking us for some financial verifications this coming month, so I hope to have that information when we next gather on December 9th.
Okay.
I think that was Mr. Brown's cell phone. But I just thought you'd want to know that, because if anybody reaches out to you, just again, tell them you need to talk to David Bricky or Daniel.
Okay.
Torres. That's the only update I have.
Okay. Do we have anything for closed session?
Motion to close the CRA meeting.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thanks, Mary.
That's done to me.